Welcome to this Abide meditation. I'm Chloe. What does it mean to serve God? As you let your body relax, think about what it means to serve. Now, imagine for a moment that you're having guests over to your home. When they get there, would you sit back and make them do all the work of getting themselves food and drinks? No. To be a good host, chances are that you'd want to do what you can to make them feel welcome and to make your home feel comfortable and inviting. Take a moment to think about what that would look like. Jesus asks his disciples in Luke 22:27, "Who is greater, the one who reclines at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at the table? But I am among you as the one who serves." Remember the scenario from before, and now think about Jesus' question. What comparison do you think Jesus is trying to make? God has called us to serve, and he wants us to serve as Jesus did. In this verse, Jesus explains that he serves others by putting them first and asks us to do the same, no matter who we believe to be, quote unquote, greater. God calls us to serve others as if they were all guests in our home. He wants us to welcome them into the house of God and be as his servants, just as Jesus was. The humility of Jesus is shown in how he served those around him. Let us do and be the same. Let's pray. Lord, you ask us to be humble, to have the heart of servants, to put others before ourselves and to refrain from holding ourselves above those around us. I ask that you would open my heart and mind to this task, and I ask that those who experience the servanthood of your children recognize it as your goodness and your grace. Give me the patience and the strength to do your will. In your name I pray. Amen. This week, consider how you can be among others as the one who serves, so that they may feel the abundant love of Christ. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.